This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 60, recorded on December 4th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson, and I have a cold.
And I'm Eric Fullerton, and I'm completely... not ill or anything like
that. No, dude, you are ill.
I'm illin.
You're illin.
Like a villain.
And today, joining us
with
once
penicillin
again is Minecraft HR.
It's not a rerun.
What up, Joel?
Well, it depends.
Call me Joel.
Do you have new things to offer?
I totally have new things to offer.
Sweet.
Is this where we go, welcome back, Cotter, and we play the theme song?
There you go. See, we should have thought of that before. Could have, like, planned a whole thing.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Hello, Mr. Joel.
Hello.
Joel.
Joel, that's like a Superman reference, right?
Yes, exactly.
Joel. Jor-El. Yeah, no, I was all over that when I was a kid.
Nice. Nice.
And welcome back to another exciting episode of The Shaft. We're back at the studio. Actually, I'm back.
Yes.
I missed last week.
We missed you.
But it was a good, it was a great episode. It was weird listening to a show that I'm not in, but it was really good, and it's still a good show without me.
It is.
So I'm just going to sit out on this one, okay?
But it doesn't have the love. We need the love, Eric.
Oh, okay. I'll bring some love.
Yeah.
And Brent has his, what is that?
I think they're calling me Ella Brent today.
He's got a elephant hat on.
Yeah.
And
Roll Tide, baby.
It's lovely.
What?
I don't know. It's an elephant. No one understands me. You know what else no one understands?
What's that?
How they can sponsor the show. They can always go to deadworks.com/sponsor and sponsor the show like these awesome folks like I Got No Life Cereal / Crystal Shards, who says,
one day I would like to be on the Shaft. Winky face.
And Zororak, who says,
killing creepers and thinking monster kill.
And Klungo CP, who says, my name is Spencer and I eat your soul. Click.
And of course, Crummy, who says,
1 week down.
Oh, Eric was kind of slow on that one.
Three more to go.
There you go. Oh, hey, you're awful. You're
that was some time in there, baby.
Yeah, excellent.
That was some nice stuff. So, you know, we also got, you heard it in the intro, we got Audible podcast, or Audible.com is sponsoring the show, of course, every week.
Yep.
And this week you can go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. It's a different URL than we normally give, but it's the same offer. You get a free trial, a free credit towards a book. And we actually, we always give some suggestions. I don't know if anybody thought of any suggestions today.
But I haven't been reading much lately. You know why?
Why is that?
Well, I used to read a lot, and then I took an arrow in the knee.
Yeah, I was wondering when the first one of those was going to happen.
Where did this meme come from? This is a new one on me. But it's everywhere.
Well, when you're walking around in Skyrim and you encounter, you know, like guards and stuff, they randomly say, you know, like, oh, I used to be an adventurer like you, but then I took an arrow in the knee.
Yeah, and they all have the same.
So it's the new, like, hello, it's the hero of Kvatch.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Got it.
It's funny because they all have the same sad excuse. It's like, oh, the arrow in the knee, sure.
Like, I would totally take care of that dragon for you, except I suck.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing is, you know, the weird rage faces. One of them's like, Skyrim, why you no have knee armor?
Nice tangent, but let's get back to this. So I'm going to go ahead and suggest you go look up Brandon Sanderson on Audible.com. He's the person who took over for Robert Jordan after Robert Jordan passed away and is now doing the Wheel of Time series, but he also has another series called The Mistborn, and I've listened to the first three books, and he does a really good job. It's actually kind of clever fantasy, and it's not your normal wizards and warlocks and orcs and goblins fantasy. So it's a really cool storyline. Just look for him and Mistborn, and there's a bunch of one-credit books that you can get from him. So great stuff.
Nice.
So, I believe we have talked about all that stuff. Anybody got anything for Joel before we move on?
Joel, you had a good time at Minecon, didn't you?
I really did. It was fun. It was also my first trip to Vegas. Oh, so I was kind of balancing, doing the convention thing, having fun, but also having lots of people record and take pictures of me. So, like, not doing anything that would cost me my job.
Right.
It was just really cool to meet all these people that I'd only talked to online or in game or whatever, and it was fun, and just talk to all these fans that I really didn't know I had. Minecon was kind of eye opening for me that there's all these people that really, really like what I do and wanted to like shake my hand and talk about it, and so that was really, really fun. And moving, honestly.
Did you not get a lot of that from QuakeCon, though? I mean, don't you get, like, a lot of people who know where you are there and,
I do, but, it's like, okay, there's, there's Joel. He's, he puts on this convention. He's one of the guys at the top. But I don't know. It was sort of like a different kind of thing at MineCon. There were people telling me, Joel, you inspire me. Nobody tells me that at QuakeCon.
So you're saying is your rocket launcher don't got the jiggy?
Exactly.
Something like that. So do you play TF2 too, being a Quake fan?
I when it first came out, I played it a bunch. But I don't know. I everyone loves it and it's a great game. But I just personally got a little bored of it and really haven't touched it in probably over a year.
Well, we'll get you back into it.
We'll have to get you back in and get you the original, because now you can have the Quake original gun in Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Very. I won't say it. I'm going to be nice today.
Journey time.
I have finally gotten to the part. I always swing my head like I'm doing the pick when I hear that bumper.
Yeah.
I've finally gotten to where I know when to stop.
Oh.
I've always gone too far.
Ah.
I keep picking when I should be grinning.
You should be.
So.
Picking and grinning?
Yeah.
So we got exciting journeys?
I was going to go first, but I'm going to let our guest go first.
All right.
How's it going this past week, Joel?
It's good. I actually been playing a lot of Minecraft. Not too much sort of my own personal playing, but with other people. There's many people in my life's young people who I play Minecraft with, so a lot of my playtime tends to be devoted to them. So most importantly, I was playing with my daughter a fair amount. I introduced her to creative mode recently. For some reason, we had never really played that before. We were always playing on survival. And then earlier this week, I showed her creative for the first time, and she went nuts. She's like, Daddy, why didn't you show this to me before? And, she's already made like a little town, and she's got monster traps. She's actually in the other room playing right now. Just having fun. But then... So that's personally, and then professionally, a lot of Minecraft going on at school. The coolest news that I'm happy to report is, so I have a high school club that meets once a week, and our principal had always been a little bit on the fence about whether or not that server should exist 24/7 and let the kids play online. She was afraid that, what's going to happen in this on this server? Are kids going to say or do bad things to each other? Are they going to, complain to their parents? And then there's also kids that already have like net addiction problems, for lack of a better word. And is this the school encouraging it? But anyway, I finally convinced her to give it a shot. And it's actually really cool how I did it. I found another school where a friend of mine, his name's Owen, runs a Minecraft server for middle schoolers, middle school girls, actually. There's a in New York City, there's a school where about 70 middle school girls all play on a server that's online 24/7. Oh, wow. So first of all, the, you know, the mind kind of reels at that. but yeah, I don't know. It must be fascinating to just the conversations on that server. But anyway, so he had all these girls, you know, send him an email, write a paragraph saying why you've enjoyed, you know, what your thoughts are on Minecraft, if you enjoyed it, have enjoyed it. And they just wrote the most amazing things about what it taught them about, you know, self-sufficiency and teamwork and problem solving, and they're learning all these things about the computer that they never were interested in before. And some of them are, you know, doing let's plays and doing all these things, and they're making their own mods and or not mods, but skins and stuff. And so I sent that to my principal, and she's like, all right, we'll give it a shot. So on Friday, I brought our high school server live. So my kids have been enjoying that a lot.
So nice. So let me ask you this. What do you think, how many of these do you think are actually heartfelt paragraphs of this is what I learned, and how many are, oh man, I can get other people to play video games in school here. I'll write what they want to know.
I don't know. They really felt sincere to me. Yeah. I don't know. You know, middle school girls are a strange animal. I can't pretend to understand them. So I
can.
I don't know.
Women
what the motivations
are crazy.
Are, but,
I've got a wife and a daughter, and I can testify that women are crazy. They're born that way. You just got to learn to live with crazy. And crazy's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a negative sense either.
Yeah.
It's a positive sense. Because, like, I'm not crazy.
Of course
I mean,
not.
I've got an elephant on my head. That doesn't mean anything, does it? Anyway, now that I've offended half our audience.
Wait, are you saying half your audience is women?
At least.
Okay. All right.
Maybe not. Maybe I've got those numbers a little skewed.
In his head.
But, yeah, so I wonder if this is, like, soon we're going to see, like, you know, spleef attorneys between schools, like high schools doing, you know, like, you know, football, but spleef.
Yeah, well, we've talked about doing something together, like just, you know, either like a field trip to each other's server or, you know, having, you know, some kind of merge. But I don't know. I think I've noticed that when kids play, they get really, really possessive of their little world. And I don't know, not that anything bad would happen, but kids just really tune into like what they're interested in. And, you know, I would rather just encourage that and let them go for it and help them build what they want to build rather than force them to like play with other people that they may or may not be interested in.
Right. And I think it's just fascinating how many like possibilities there are. I mean, like, you know, we have like a constitutional village like downtown that, you know, shows old time how people used to live. But what if like schools got together and built one online to kind of teach that sort of thing? And then you go back and forth and do different things like that. I don't know. It's just fascinating how you can bring the world into a small place and people learn more because they're having fun learning the stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so much potential.
And peanuts. I'm just saying if I can stop conversation dead.
I don't know.
Network.
It's not as bad as last week. Last week, periodically, we just go, wow, this is dead air.
Dead air. So that's good stuff.
Good
stuff.
See,
I did it again.
Yeah, you did it. That's pretty good.
Everybody's waiting for the crazy to come out or something. I don't know. So I'll go ahead and move on into my week. Been trying to do my new series, but with technical issues down here, I've kind of slowed down. So I'll get back to that soon. I did get an interview, which we'll link to in the sightings segment, and that was fun. And I noticed the site that we'll mention then, he had a bunch of other interviews with, like, Easy's brother, and he's going to interview Zetterstrand, which apparently is
the artist.
Yes, that did the paintings in Minecraft and is apparently related to Easy too.
That I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know either. Maybe he's got it wrong on the site, but I swear it says it's like it's her brother or something.
And that's the Russian pigeon.
Yes.
And he's in the chat room right now. Hello.
Awesome. So we'll definitely link to that.
What does a Russian penguin, or I mean pigeon, sound like? Like, what would it sound like?
Comrade.
I don't know. It's got more guns, I think, than normal pigeons. But also, I've been working on
in
stuff.
In communist Russia, you poop on pigeons.
And they wear hats like this, too.
Yeah. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. And some good news for we had some winners for our underspawn activities, and I've now got the implements of destruction or something, but envelopes and stamps, and I'm going to be mailing them some stuff for prizes. And I've got those here, so now we can give away stuff and actually do it.
Cool.
Like we always.
Those are the forever stamps, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's something new Eric learned about stamps. They now last forever.
Mm-hmm. I like learning stuff.
Oh? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, like they don't put the price on them
anymore,
so now you can use it even if they go up in price.
I did not know that.
Ah, see, everybody learned something new.
That's magnificent.
So if you mail a lot of stuff, it would behoove you to go right now and buy a bunch of booklets of stamps, and if they go up on price, you're set.
Oh, that's right. So cool.
So get your behooving on.
I'm going to become a stamp speculator.
Awesome. And lastly, we've been working on the studio, as you may have noticed today. If you're in the live stream at deadworkers.com/live, you can see we've got like quad cameras going up and Skypes and all crazy stuff going, because we spent till 3:30 last night redoing the whole studio.
Because they're amazing.
And now we have some issues that we'll have to stay here tonight till 3:30 to fix, but still fun stuff.
And for those of you, by the way, that have ever complained about something that has gone on technically with the show, I would like to let you know that there is a special gremlin that lives in this studio. And every single week, something new happens. Mm-hmm. So,
Grimmy.
Our cheese is being moved every week, and we have to find the cheese. So,
mm-hmm. Walter the Gremlin. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Haven't you ever read Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, you named him?
No.
Yes.
No.
That was your first mistake.
He's like, I'm accepted. I will stay and mess up your stuff forever. Okay, so I want to hear more about Grandma's birthday, Eric.
Grandma's birthday. It's been exciting editing that show. So if you don't know, this is our adventure, our little Minecraft adventure video series that we have on our YouTube channel. And it's... You know, it started off just being like, okay, let's just take a break from kind of, not serious, but more, you know, less epic cinematic kind of stuff, you know, with a Mars mission, and just move into something totally off the wall, totally cheesy, you know, just it's grandma's birthday and you have to bake her a bunch of cookies and stuff like that. But it ended up just being like really, really cool, I think, and fun to edit. And there's a weird Mars mission crossover happening right now.
Yes.
Check that out. And anyway, we're going to, after that, should we say what we're going to do next? It's pretty exciting.
Well, first, I want to toot Eric's horn here. Eric has been like editing these together, and he puts a lot of love into these. Yeah. And there is not another Let's Play on YouTube that has as much post-recording work done on it as the ones Eric puts out. There are layers and layers and layers of music. There is all kinds of sound effects. This is a labor of love for Eric, so you should go and check out our YouTube Let's Plays and give him some attention, because he deserves it.
And click that subscribe button.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody goes right now, I don't care if you're in a car driving or at the head of a train, like going through crossings, flying a plane, pull out your phone and go to youtube.deadworkers.com and click subscribe right now.
Right. We'll wait.
And if you have no idea what that buys you, you can basically have it email yourself when we upload a new video.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a perk of subscribing to someone.
And also, if you enjoy listening to this on iTunes or something like that, we release video copies of all of our podcasts onto YouTube, so you can also see like our faces while we're saying this stupid stuff.
That's right, and see the freaking hats that Brent's wearing,
and Joel's beautiful, beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And we all
too
have
kind.
And we all have beards. You can check out all of our beards.
Yeah.
I loved in the comments in the because we also released the MindCon panel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This week.
Out good.
And I love the comments.
That was really good. Yeah.
I got to rub their beards.
That's right. A lot of people commenting saying, hey, I was on the third row, and then giving out like timestamps. Like, check it out at 14 minutes and 10 seconds. There's me. And again, at 16.
I'm on the TV.
But I thought it was so funny because, like, looking, you know, going back and looking at the footage, Wes is walking down the aisle with the, you know, with
old Phil Donahue.
Yeah, totally looked like Phil Donahue, you know, with the white hair and the microphone and stuff. It was like.
yeah, I didn't
all
like.
The 20 somethings in the channel are like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, it's really funny too because I was watching that video and I was like, "Man, I did get fat."
Oh no, I wasn't thinking you're fat. You're just
I know, but I'm just letting
Phil
you know.
Donahue,
that's
gray.
How I'm looking at it. Every time I'm like, "Look at that fat guy walking around."
Well, there were like five cameras on us. I know. So that's 10 pounds a piece, right?
But I even
right.
had vertical stripes on, and right. they weren't slimming.
Oh. Vertical stripes. So, oh yeah, they're supposed to be, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I failed.
I have vertical stripes on right now.
Well, speaking of vertical stripes, how did your week go?
Oh, wait, were we going to talk about what's coming up next since I tooted his horn and now it's time for him to toot our next horn?
Yeah, I didn't know. Is that okay? Does it mind? Does he mind?
I don't think
okay.
so. I don't know. Okay. So Ars Malik, he was on a panel for at MineCon doing the map making panel, and I went to it and checked it out. It was really cool. And so he's the one who made Mars Mission, and he is working on a Christmas one called Grinchmas. And if you search for it on YouTube, there's already a trailer for it, and it is awesome. It's awesome looking.
Hey, I'm here.
Yay, we lost you for a second, but he's back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is a Christmas map, and it's got like sleigh rides and icicles and presents, and I mean the whole thing is totally cool. So we're gonna do that as our next adventure.
Yes.
In the snowy lands.
So look for it, and you will know immediately when it's published if you subscribe.
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 See, we're pushing that.
Subscribe.
YouTube.deadworkers.com. Subscribe.
And also, lastly, I can't get my client to upgrade to 1.0. Yeah.
Is it because you're using the DigiX thing?
I tried it without it too.
Yeah.
I don't think you can upgrade with using that DigiX thing, the jar selector, basically.
Well, I just downloaded the 1.0.0 jar from DigiX.
I tried to do that. I tried to do an auto update. Yeah. So every time I do it, it says failed, access denied in this folder, and that it's the binary.
Maybe you have to like run it as admin or something.
Ding, ding,
I
ding,
tried
ding,
that
ding.
Too. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. I mean, have you just tried erasing it, blowing it away, nuking from orbit, then trying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no,
it's really
not
the only
everything.
Way to be sure.
I deleted like all the jar files that were all the Minecraft.jars that were in that, you know.
Yeah, but have you thought about just deleting Minecraft period?
I should, and just create
forever.
Is this your way to be done with the podcast? Like, I can't play
anymore.
It's
really weird. It's like, I mean, I've been just editing, you know, Minecraft videos all week, so I haven't gotten to even play it. But so Bitburner says just rename .minecraft. Okay. So I'll try a little bit more here and get that one.
So, yeah, and send in your suggestion. Or how about this? Just go to youtube.deadworkers.com and click subscribe. That should probably help them.
That'll update your client.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yep. So
back to the stripes. Go on, Wes.
So I had a moderate week. I've been sick this week and dealing with a bunch of stuff, but I did get a little bit of gameplay in. I played on my single player world a little bit, and I found a lot of coal and like dug down one block and fell into a cave and had to find my way out and almost died but got out with a bunch of coal, and then I told you I built a platform up in the air, you know? So I went and put a bunch of torches down on my island, and now I can sit up above and watch all the creepers walking around.
But
I haven't been able to find a sheep yet to make a bed. So I have my I did find some iron, and I have my shears, and I'm ready for a sheep if I can find it. But in the meantime, I'm like, so I just have to leave it on, like, and wait for daytime to come, you know, while I'm up on the platform. So I like go pee or, you know, like make a sandwich. Just look over and it's still nighttime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's how I'm playing Minecraft right now.
Okay. See, I normally go down and mine during the nighttime.
Well, I don't have I was remember last week I told you I kind of was focusing my game above land now so that I could go ahead and get food taken care of and all
yeah,
that
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
stuff.
Really listen to you when
oh,
we talk.
I didn't. So. I don't. Yeah. Bit listen
you
to
know,
me.
If you can't, I recently figured out a very rare trick that works if you can't find sheep. If you can't find any sheep, but you do happen to find an abandoned coal mine or, you know, abandoned mine, you usually find enough spider's webs. If you do have a pair of shears and, you know, I think it's like 9 spider webs do turn into a cloth block. So in the very rare circumstance that you can find a ton of spider webs and you have shears but no sheep, you can still make a bed.
Did not
pro
know that.
Nice.
That is a pro tip.
Yeah, I think Bebop is right. Peeing while you make a sandwich is not sanitary.
Different times, different times. So, that's my week.
Wow, that's awesome that's your week.
Isn't it, though?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
It's the time when we do the news. And nice. Stuff.
So, in the news this week...
There's a bombshell.
Yes. So, Notch has stepped down as lead developer on Minecraft, and Jeb has taken hold of the reins.
And at first, I was a little bit stressed about it. I was like, well, that just doesn't seem right. But then, I don't know, it's grown on me. And
they were like, you know, tag-teaming it anyway. And then, so specifically here, as of Thursday, Notch handed over the development of Minecraft to Jeb. Who will have the final say in all decisions? One of Jeb's first announcements will be that he is planning to focus on the creation of the modding API. Yay!
Yay!
Yes. And that is what changed my mind about this, is I went, oh, okay, yes, go Jeb.
Yeah, and he says, because there is no way I will be able to add as much content as the whole internet can do.
It's true. So,
and that release is planned for March. Cool.
That's awesome.
That's definitely
cool. I didn't realize there was a date, yeah.
Yep. And then let's see here. Also, Jeb is going to be the sole programmer on Minecraft until January. No word as to yet who will be the additional developer
you
on
know,
that.
You know who I heard would be good for that?
Who?
At Brent Copeland.
At Brent Copeland.
What?
I'm putting you up for the programmer position on Minecraft.
Awesome. So what language do I got to learn? JavaScript? We changed this game to PHP all of a sudden. Right. But yeah, I do need a job. So I got an interview Monday.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then as for Notch, he says that he wants to work on something new.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? Is that the dramatic music?
That's all I had for dramatic music.
Oh,
so,
and then the music starts up again? Yeah. Okay. that's pretty cool. He wants to move on. And I think what is happening is why he gave the reins over to Jeb is so that he can finish playing Skyrim. But he did get an arrow in the knee, so I don't know.
I was about to make that joke, and you took it from me.
I was thinking about making it, but like,
I was going to make Minecraft, but then I took an arrow in the knee.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke about it, but then I got an arrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. And by the way, Jeb, Stephos wants to know how you keep your hair so long and luscious.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
No answer?
Well, I mean, we need Jeb on the show. Jeb, hey, come on the show.
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously, Jeb.
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
He was always out hanging out with the crowd, I noticed, at Minecon.
Yeah.
During that big, long line where everybody was going up to get signatures and stuff like that. He was just kind of walking around the line, talking to people and stuff. I mean, he was everywhere, it seemed like, at Minecon. He's so tall.
Cool and approachable, and totally.
Do you think Notch will come on our Minecraft podcast now that he's not in charge of Minecraft anymore? Do you think that's why he wouldn't come on?
Oh, we don't care about him anymore for the Minecraft.
Oh, that's right. We need to get Jeb.
It might be good to get him on so we can talk about what's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the Minecraft town.
But didn't Notch say that he thought he was on the show before?
Yes,
I missed this. He was joking or something at the club, was it?
Yeah, I can't remember where it was, but I know what it was. My cousin, who works for CNN, was mentioning our show, and Notch said something to him and about having been on the show before.
Oh yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I've been on that show before.
Yeah.
Or something.
And, like, we're going, no, you haven't. Yeah. No, you haven't. You know, so I don't know if he was cracking jokes or if he, you know, was just meaning he'd been mentioned on the show or, yeah. you know, if him talking in our chat room and us repeating the things that he says he thought was on the show.
Right.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Speaking of people who've been on the show, Yogg's Cast is doing something special.
Oh, yeah.
And this is kind of neat and very bizarre. They are buying goats for needy families.
Mm, people need goats.
Is that a goat sound? Is it a little more? I don't know.
That was a sheep.
Was it? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know why we have to shoot every animal.
I don't really know. but evidently bizarre. they're holding a donation drive to help a British charity called Oxfam buy locally sourced and vaccinated goats for families who are living in poverty.
Hmm.
And I guess, I mean, you know, they'll mow your lawn, they'll give you milk, you know, make cheese out of it. I love goat cheese. Mmm, yeah. Yummy.
Goat cheese.
Make little goats.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Goat breeding.
So just go to justgiving.com/yogscast.
Yep. And cool. They're trying to raise $23,400 or 15,000 pounds. So, yeah, go and help out Yogg's Cast.
That's pretty heavy.
That's cool.
Totally.
I like that. Very unique.
This is one of my favorite things to see. When it's like someone from a, you know, gaming community or anywhere, you know, makes it big and then they turn around and do something like this. It's like, you know, Penny Arcade doing Child's Play or something.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it's Oxfam, not Oxfam.
Oxfam.
Oh, it is,
Oxfam.
Isn't it?
Oxfam.
Well, Oxfam's probably like a porn site or something.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. A furry
it's
porn
animal
site.
Porn.
Yeah. Something you don't want to know about. Wow.
Yeah, but you're... Oh, I was going to make a bad joke.
Yeah, you were. I've had to stop at some a few times because I got an arrow in my knee.
See, I'm missing out. Skyrim's sitting in my Steam library along with like 800 other unplayed games, yeah. And I'm saving it, but I'm missing out on all the memes.
Are you waiting for Christmas? Is that what you're gonna wait for?
I don't know what
Christmas
I'm break? Waiting for. I told myself I would play Fallout New Vegas first.
Yeah,
but that hasn't happened yet either, so I'm not sure.
I think that's probably a smart decision because Skyrim takes a lot of the New Vegas stuff and kind of amps it up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So
well, and do you have any news for like MinecraftEDU.com? I know that's been big and heavy the past couple weeks.
I do. I was looking for a way to like sneak it into conversation, but you know, it's probably better if you
sneak
just
away.
Ask yeah. Yeah. So I do have a lot of news since the last time I was on the show. Last time I was here, I was teaching with Minecraft, and I was trying to connect some teachers together and you know, kind of get a wiki going. And I started to speak at a couple education conferences trying to push this idea forward. But then shortly after I was last on the show, I was approached by some people in Finland who said that they had already been talking to Mojang about sort of formalizing a Minecraft version for schools, an offering, and they wanted to know if I wanted to partner with them and you know, where we should go with this. And I first said no because it sounded like a lot of work, but I mean, a couple things that happened. I just, you know, I kept realizing that what I had going in school and what my kids were doing was just too good to keep to myself. And you know, whatever I could do to spread this concept of not even just Minecraft, but just, you know, using games in school, using something that kids are excited about in their classrooms, to learn about, computers or history or language or whatever, was a good idea. So, I ended up forming a company called Teacher Gaming, and our first project is Minecraft EDU. So you can see a little bit of it right now if you go to MinecraftEDU.com. What you can do right there now is if you're a school or other form of educational institution, you can buy Minecraft right now for more than 50% off. But we're working very, very hard on our own custom version of the game. Mojang has been helping us with. So some of the things we've tried to do is like in my own classes, I had this very customized tweaked bucket server that that gave me things that I needed to do to be able to manage my classroom and kind of layer in stories and content for my kids to experience. But you know, I can do that. I'm a geek. I'm a server guy. I can figure that out. But you know, if a history teacher wants to try to do that, you know, they're probably not going to figure out Bucket. So the mod really, really makes it easy to get a server going and get in the game. It, you know, really takes all of this sort of keeping up with updates and doing configuration scripts, and it reduces it down to buttons and checkboxes. So that was one of our goals. But then the big picture is that we're going to make it fairly modular so that you'll be able to go to our site, find all these different lesson plans that either we've created, I've created, or other teachers around the world, around the internet have created, and plug those into your Minecraft EDU version of the game, and then the kids can use those lessons, or you can make your own. And we have a whole lot of tools for just helping the students along, and ways to add more information to the game. Like the number one home run we kind of hit out of the park was being able to have information signs that have like a whole page full of text rather than, you know, four lines on a sign. You know, that right there means that a teacher can really put some meaty content into a Minecraft world and go from there. And we have a whole bunch of other features. Go to the site, minecraftedu.com. We're going to expand that. We actually are about to launch a wiki very soon with a whole lot more information, and we're going to invite other teachers to kind of help create content and get this idea going.
And I got to say, looking at some of the pictures on here, man, those kids are playing on some nice machines. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm lucky those pictures are almost all from my school. And you know, I work at a comfortable New York City private school, so we do have some nice machines to work out. But you know, you don't have to work at a wealthy school to do this. I was very, very proud. I live in New York City, and I was very, very proud that the very first school that we sold copies of Minecraft to was a New York City public school.
Oh, cool.
And so that made me feel good. And you know, there's been teachers all over the world literally reaching out to me about using Minecraft in their own classrooms or youth groups or libraries or what have you. And they, you know, they're really reaching out to these underserved communities and kids that probably don't get to play computer games at all. And you know, so the first thing they're going to be exposed to is Minecraft, and Minecraft sort of in this kind of supportive learning environment. I just think it's so cool, and I'm really glad that I'm a part of it.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and if there's anything we can do to help get the word out or anything, if you just need to come on sometime and give a 5-second, 5-minute, whatever, just holler.
Well, I'll tell you, right now we're kind of laying low. I mean, we've sort of been just via word of mouth. We've been you know, spreading the word about what we're doing. We have a beta test of our software. About 20 different schools are using it right now. And then we're hoping in about a week or two, we have a next version of our beta that we're going to give to anybody who donated. Oh, by the way, if you go to Minecraft EDU and you like what we're doing, there's a donate button. And I think the minimum is if you donate €5, we'll send you the next version of the beta when it comes out. So we're hoping to do that in the next week or two. Once that's out and people really see what we're doing and get their hands on it and hopefully sort of get the idea that, hey, anybody with an idea of something educational can create something, which then teachers will have access to. We're hoping to, reach out to people like you guys and our other friends around the internet and just spread the word, because that's how this is going to work. It's a, you know, we're hoping to tap into some of that goodwill of the Minecraft community and use that creative energy to help us along.
And I guess if you're an educator in the Minecraft community, reach out to MinecraftEDU.com and let them know. I mean, I guess more voices involved in that process would be good as well. And I'm sure we've probably got a few teachers out there somewhere.
Totally. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. These are some of the most creative people I know, like someone who, you know, works with kids, who gets it, what's going on in the classroom, and also loves Minecraft. Some of the stuff that I've seen people working on is amazing. There's this one guy who has made this giant redstone castle, and it's full of math problems. In order to go from one room to the other, you got to like flip switches and solve problems and stuff. And blows my mind because I suck at redstone, but you know, it's like seeing things like that is proof that this could work. Or have you guys ever talked about a project? I think it's called 1846 on the show.
No,
Or 1845, something like that. It's some guys who were there's some historians, I believe, and they're making a full 1-to-1 ratio replica of the Forbidden City in China as it stood in the 1800s. And they reached out to me and they said, we would love it if you take our Forbidden City and, you know, add some historical information and, you know, make it available to teachers. So, I mean, that's the idea. If anybody out there has some cool ideas of something that, you know, kids could learn from or anybody could learn from, you know, we'd love to talk to you.
Well, and I think that's kind of what I was getting at earlier when I was saying, you know, you could build things like Constitutional Park. This is much better than that.
Yeah, but now you
can have a virtual tour or, you know, field trip to these places and learn, have a teacher, you know, on Skype or something, actually talking about the things as you're going to it and they're reading and actually experience it almost like they're, I mean, I know it's still Minecraft, but they're getting a feel for the size and what it looked like. And you can be showing them like, you know, real pictures of the place while they're walking around. I mean, there's
totally,
I think that's just amazing.
And it's go ahead.
Go on.
No, you go first.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, like, you know, you're saying it's just Minecraft, but, you know, what I was talking about earlier is kids, I mean, these Minecraft worlds are real to them. If a kid spends some time and invests their energy and their love creating something in the game, it's real to them. So if you can then suddenly take this world and, you know, make them learn about ancient China or whatever, you know, they're going to be right there with you. I would not have necessarily believed it if I didn't see it in my own classroom, but I've now done it with a bunch of different age groups. I've seen it happen at other schools. You know, this works. I don't know if it's just because it's Minecraft and Minecraft is a great game. I don't know if it's just the time is right for 21st century kids to be using games in school. But whatever it is, this is working, and we're trying to kind of stay, you know, on the curve of this one.
That's very cool. And at the donation thing you were talking about, if you donate, you can get a copy of the beta. Is there any way to kind of play that forward where, say, like, I don't really need the beta, but if I donate it, is there a way I could play it forward to someone else? Or
Certainly. Well, I mean, what we'll do is we'll send you a license for the beta if you want to give that to someone else. But, I mean, it is – I guess it's funny when you talk about a beta with Minecraft, which is a game that was in beta for so long. But no, this is an actual beta test. We will have bugs and we want feedback. So, you know, we do hope that our beta testers are people that can, you know, help us kick the tires and give us ideas and suggestions and tell us what's broken so we can fix it.
Well, that's cool. Maybe we'll have a contest and buy a few and give them out to some people who will beta test or something. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you some to send out. You don't have to buy them. Or you can buy them too. See, I'm not good at this business stuff. I'm like, my partners, they keep kicking me. Like, no, you have to stop giving this away because like, we are in a business. And so,
a couple other things that were brought up. Go to @MCParents for the Minecraft Parents Association. It's a Twitter feed. People interested in building bonds between parents and children using their using Minecraft. And Sandwiched also wants you to work on a special project. We need to learn how to potty train in Minecraft. So if anybody can figure that out, let me and Sandwich know about it.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, you know, Astra in the chat room said Minecraft brings out the good in so many people. And it's true. I mean, you're doing great things for future generations, you know. I mean, You should have a cape. You're like a superhero
statue,
like the leader of the teachers. You know,
okay. No pressure, guys. Jeez. You know?
you actually need your own cape with a big apple on the back of it.
Like
an apple. Nice.
Sorry, go on.
You know, like this all started when I, you know, like we go back. Like I was on your show a while ago. I feel like I can keep it real with you guys. Like this all started when you know, my blog went viral, it went on Reddit, and I'm like, okay, okay, you know, I'll be the quote Minecraft teacher for a couple weeks and then everyone will forget about me. But it's just been really weird. Like, it's quite the opposite. More and more people are, you know, contacting me and saying, how can I get this going at my school? Or, you know, it's both teachers wanting advice about how to do it, and it's kids saying, how can I turn my teachers and principals onto this idea? And so, you know, so much of my free time is really just spent emailing people back and forth and doing these correspondence. And I feel bad because I can't always answer people in a timely fashion, but I do try to answer everyone. And it's really clear that this concept has touched a nerve for a lot of people. And so a lot of people just hear about what I'm doing and what other teachers like me are doing, and they're just like, yes, this is it. This is time. I want to help. So rather than just, you know, I spent a long time kind of feeling sheepish and not really, you know, understanding why this was happening. And now I'm sort of like, okay, this is happening. So if I can turn it around, you know, focus these energies on this company and just spread it, then that's the best thing I can do with this situation. And I should just mention, Mojang has been absolutely great. I didn't know this until Minecon, actually, but there's three different Mojang employees that have teaching experience. Carl and Minecraft Chick both were teachers, elementary school teacher, and Daniel Kaplan also, I think, taught at some point. And so, you know, they're big believers, and Jeb has given us coding help, and they've given us a lot of support, which, you know, we wouldn't be able to make a custom version of the game and sell it to schools without their support. So, I mean, that's outstanding. And it just, you know, it all goes back to just how cool Mojang is and what a great game Minecraft is that I'm able to do what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Indeed.
Very cool. And the last bit of news we have here, Jeb has started releasing weekly builds of Minecraft.
Yay.
So for the Minecrafters who are interested, go look at those. The current one is 11W48A.
That's crazy. What does that mean?
I don't know. Just go to assets.minecraft.net, and you can get them. Subscribe to Jeb or at Brent Copeland for news on each of the new builds.
Yeah.
Listener. Here are some listener contributions.
Woo! Wow.
Hey, that was awesome.
Thank you. Nice. I'd tell you who did it, but I always forget to get the name. I'm going to have to start doing that, huh?
It kind of tickled my ears.
Maybe people who send those in should end it with, this was brought to you by so-and-so.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Like credits at the end or something?
Yeah. If you want credits.
Get an idea. IMDb page for each bumper.
All right, just go to the YouTube link for the video and click subscribe and then post under that your name who did it. And I guess our first one here is this one, which is kind of hard to hear, but listen close.
Hey, Jack, I was wondering, when are you going to put some creatures on your show? Like Sly Fox, P-Bat. If you haven't already, like, let me know.
Well, as we expressed last week, we really never ran into Sly Fox, did we? Did any of us?
I did a little. I mean, I bumped into him.
Good work, Eric.
He was at a roulette table.
Yeah.
And he was playing, Cupquake was there, and they were playing. I didn't want to, like, hustle in there and, hey, let's talk about you on the Shaft.
Did you say?
Yeah, we're not so good at the business stuff either.
No. Like, they were, like, kind of wrapping up, and then they left, and they were with some other people too, and I was just like,
Do you remember the first day of Minecon? I said, hey, Sly Fox is over there. We should go talk to him about being on the show. And both you guys went, no, we've got the weekend. We're okay. We can wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You remember that?
Apparently, we didn't. Yeah,
and it's true. We got the hookup. Just waiting for Lachlan. If you're listening, you've got an email waiting in your mailbox. It's got a lot of juicy stuff. We want you back on the show.
Yeah.
B, we know you know Sly Fox. So we want to get him on the show, too.
Because they were limoing it up all weekend.
Yeah. So, read your emails, brother.
Yeah. And Please. C-Nanners. We should get C-Nanners back on, too. He was funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Is it? Oh, wow, that was like pop. Anyway, here it goes.
Another call.
Hi, I was wondering when you would update your Minecraft server, because I'm using Minecraft 1, and it's not letting me log in, saying that your server is outdated. Thank you. Bye.
Were you going to make the joke, or you want me to do it?
No,
Toast and Jelly was going to update the server, but then he got an arrow in his knee.
Yeah.
I figured you were going for it.
No, actually, I know. I was just going to say, our server admins take care of all this stuff, and when they're convinced that there's a stable function and working bit about it, then it'll get upgraded. But
Easy likes my hat.
Really?
Makes me happy. Well. But he may already have it upgraded. I'll be honest, I haven't been able to check the server in the past couple of days. Keep trying. Look at the forums, deadworks.com/community. You'll get updates there. Follow Toasted Jelly. He probably updates there.
Yeah. Or you can use the DigiX version changer. It gives you a drop down menu, lets you pick which version of Minecraft you want to run. And last we were running 1.8.1. Is that what we were running?
Yeah, 1.8.1.
Sounds good.
And so, and then you can just say, well, if I'm getting on another server that's more up to date, you know, I can use my regular version. But
yeah,
we'll go back to 1.8.1.
And once we can pry that arrow out of his knee, then he'll be good to go.
Get it all done. Stuff like that.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's about it.
Excavation Station.
He made it that time.
All right.
You missed.
Good job.
Away.
Escaped.
Yeah.
We just added that one in there. So who wants to do this first one? How about me?
Wait, we've got something from the guest here.
Hello, The Shaft Podcast. This is JJWMM again with another idea for Excavation Station. I think when you go to sleep in your bed, you have a small chance, maybe 10 or 15%, of going into a dream world. It'd be kind of like the Aether, kind of same color scheme, kind of light, kind of dreamy colors, and there'd be weird, like, monsters going around and stuff. I'm not sure how you would get out of it. I mean, you might have to just die and leave everything you had there. But that'd be kind of cool, I think. So that's my idea. Thanks. Bye.
I think to get out, you would jump off a cliff, and right before you hit the ground, you would come out.
Maybe pinch
of
yourself.
A dream.
Yeah.
Maybe pinch yourself. Wake up from your dream. We had talked about this concept before. This is actually one we've talked about before. We kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. We thought maybe before creative mode was really added to multiplayer, we thought it might be cool for your dream mode to be like you go into creative mode. Like you go into a dream and then you can build whatever you want and do whatever you want. I think we gave that a thumbs up, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe like flashbacks of previous things that you've done. Would that be weird too?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was kind of along the lines of the, I think one time we talked about like a TV where it showed things that were happening on the server at different times, but not like right then. So it'd almost be like watching TV of these shows and stuff.
Oh.
And you guys have also talked about like having different people's Minecraft servers cross-pollinate each other, kind of like Spore did, where like things people create on their servers, their games show up in yours. I mean, that could be a way to do it, just to like... Whoa. To get ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. You can say you didn't like it, Joel.
That's wait. I think you're turning into a robot.
Exterminate.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. He's definitely a robot.
Assimilate.
Interesting.
Assimilate all of the teachers. Play Minecraft.
Hey, did this happen last time? You're definitely a robot now.
But tell us about that idea you had, Joel. No. call back. Call back. Get a new call.
Yeah, you want to just call back? Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and while he's calling back, we are going to Wolves Making Love.
Hey, this is Pry Leviticus again with another stupid idea for Minecraft. Hey, I noticed my daughter and I were playing the other day. We're both kind of obsessed with wolves and taming wolves and whatever. And we noticed that no matter what you do, you cannot breed wolves. You cannot breed the vicious wolves. You cannot breed the untrained wolves or the trained wolves. It doesn't matter. You give them wheat, they get heartsy, and then nothing happens. Come on. Come on, Notch. Give us nature at its finest with breeding wolves. Because, by God, my daughter wants them. And what my daughter wants, my daughter gets. Thank you.
First, you have to take the arrow out of the knee of the wolf.
Yes.
No?
Yeah.
You know, we're getting this functionality. soon. Jeb has already said we're getting it. Okay. Also, there's a mod that will do it. And yep. So, I mean, it is a good idea. It seems like it should be there already.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ding.
Ding, ding.
And we have Joel back. Are you a robot?
I'm back. Yay. I don't know. Am I a robot? I don't feel like a robot. It could be more of like a Blade Runner thing where,
Clear. Back. We'll give you a Turing test. Okay. So you had something here up at the top. Do you want to go over that?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? Excavation station?
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost it. You know, when I went to the robot land.
That's right.
No, I don't really have anything. I mean, I made my own mod, so you know, I took it into my own hands, so I wouldn't have to wish for things to add the game. But
that's right.
I guess I'd still like laser cannons.
Yep.
You know, if I don't like the look of a mountain, I want to destroy it.
Yeah, shark it. Did you see the video where Notch was playing around with the code on the arrows and blowing up mountains?
Yes.
That was awesome. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was cool. It's like, why isn't that in the game?
That's what I want. And it sounded like he was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to have to do this. Yeah. It's so awesome to see him like in his element, like coding. It's just so much fun watching him play.
That was one of the coolest and most eye-opening videos about Notch I've seen, because he's always looks like, you know, he's uncomfortable. He doesn't want to be talking about himself or what he does, which I totally understand. But like that video was him in his element, doing his thing, being Notch, making Minecraft, trying out crazy ideas, and it was just beautiful. Yeah. Put that in the show notes.
So it's beautiful.
And speaking of, you made your own mod. Like, how difficult was that?
Well, I mean, it wasn't difficult for me personally, because I'm not doing any of the coding really. There's a great guy, Alexei Postari, and Tansi. I'm blanking out on his real name. His internet name is Tansi. They're a couple programmers from Finland, and they are partners in this whole teacher gaming company. And they have been going nuts, coding around the clock, and to make all this stuff a reality. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not just a mod where we're tweaking things. I mean, it's a whole new client and server, but it has to still work with the original game. And there's like a million little problems that they had to solve, and they've done it. I mean, if you look at the screenshot, we have our own user interfaces and windows that pop up, and it's been cool. And, you know, a lot of these things were my ideas. I mean, they sort of started, they had some ideas where they wanted the mod to go. And, you know, they kind of asked me, Joel, well, you're the one who's actually teaching with this class. You know, what are your top 10 features that you want to see? And I think every single one has been implemented. So I'm really, really excited that, you know, pretty soon people are going to be able to get their hands on the mod and tell us what they think.
So you've gotten everything that you wanted implemented, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's hard.
Okay.
You know,
can you work on dyed glass and mass transportation?
Like, put an arrow in his knee. You know,
the things that everybody wants. I mean, we've talked about some of that stuff, and you know, in some aspects, our mod is supposed to be a design mod, like a world editor or voxel sniper. I mean, not to that scale, but you know, we want people to use our mod to design the game. So it's like, what do we want to add? But it's there's a constant balance. Like, you know, we want it to still be Minecraft. You know, we don't want to break the game, or we don't want to make it unfamiliar, or we don't want to poison the well, or whatever it is that makes Minecraft so great. We don't want to accidentally change it just to put in the, you know, our favorite features.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of the things that we're adding in don't change the core gameplay. There's lots of toggles. Like, you can toggle whether you want health or hunger on. You can toggle whether you want a day-night cycle, or if you want it to be day. You can toggle whether you want monsters, things like that. But there isn't too much that we're adding lightly. There's a couple of things we've added, and I think there's some good reason to like tie it into curriculum. But yeah. So I don't know. I would love colored glass too, and colored lights. I think that was my request on the first time I was on the show. I want colored lights.
Yeah. So we'll get some blinking Christmas trees this year.
Yeah. That would be awesome. We did get something submitted from that Ferguson kids. He wants zombie miners. He thinks in abandoned mine shafts, you should have zombie miners. They'd be a bit tougher than zombies and attack you with a pickaxe, and they should drop some ores when they're killed.
What if they dropped iron pickaxes?
That would be good as well.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's pretty sweet.
I think that's actually a good idea. I like that one. I
like it.
And then I know that back when I was watching Majachi's Let's Plays, he had a mod that his zombies were able to dig. And they would, and so sometimes you would hear the zombies digging towards you.
Yeah.
Whoa. How creepy is that?
That is creepy.
But I mean, then again,
I like the idea of you know, like we don't necessarily need 20 new monsters, but you know, maybe different kinds of classes of monsters that we already have. Like we now have cave spiders in addition to regular spiders. So you know, it's like Diablo. There's really only 10 or 12 different monster types, but you know, they're recycled in interesting ways.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and can I just throw something in there? I see that Ferguson kid writes into you guys a lot. I happen to know that he is a student, and he's got a really cool teacher that has contacted me that has let him do a project for school in Minecraft. He rebuilt this agricultural town, historical town in Minecraft, and he submitted it to school. So
cool.
There's a whole lot of win there.
I remember that. I think we played on the show or talked about it on the show one time.
Okay.
I remember there watching the video, and it was cool. I mean, it was a pretty long video and really detailed. I mean, he did a lot of work on that. So that's really cool
that
teachers are allowing this. And I assume it's just going to get more and more. And I wonder if the teachers who have no clue about Minecraft are like, just like, what is this? Like, why am I getting all these, like, you know, Minecraft requests?
And most of them, most of them are hearing it from their kids. And, you know, there's some teachers who are never going to get past, well, it's a game and you shouldn't play games in school. But, you know, the ones who are a little more open-minded are hopefully looking at it and seeing the potential.
And also, if I'm not mistaken, RJ is not going to be able to do spy tips on Control Point for a little while, and I think that Ferguson kid was going to send in some spy tips for our TF2 podcast, Control Point.
Yeah, he's a good, smart, talented kid.
Yep.
Awesome.
So you want to read this next one, Mr. Eric, from Denstone Ranger?
He wants growable animals. When animals are fed a certain amount of bone meal between 10 and 30, they turn into huge versions of the mobs. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. That's a little weird, huh?
And don't feed the mobs after midnight.
Yeah. It's like Honey, I Blew Up the Kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I blew up the duck.
Yep.
I don't know about that. It sounds a little wacky. There you go.
Oh. But excellent. That doesn't work on ducks that size.
That's right.
You need the National Guard.
Well, right. And speaking of, let's talk about...
Hey, this is Pryor Leviticus from Burning Bridges, Tattoo and Body Piercing in Muskegon. just one last thing here. I was thinking, and I said this the other day, we need cow catchers on the front of the mine carts. We can craft them out of iron bars, whatever. I don't care. We can craft them out of poop blocks. All I'm saying is we need a cow catcher on the front of the blasted tires because I'm about sick and tired of sheep stopping my train. So let's blast those animals off the track in a bloody, misted fury and collect all their crap on the way. Thank you.
Awesome.
Now, I'm probably going to get blasted for saying what I'm about to say, but has anybody tried, because I haven't tried this, anybody tried shooting your bow from a moving cart? Can you do it? Like, could you kill it?
I don't know. I haven't ever tried.
Because wouldn't that be more fun than, like, a cow cat, like, having to sit there and watch? And
what if you're enjoying the scenery and then you just get stopped by a sheep, you know? And you lose all your momentum. You got to hop out of the car, you know. Hmm. I understand.
Cow catch. Where's my cow catchers?
My dad was from Muskegon, by the way.
So, but do you think you need an actual extra thing like that, or could you just minecarts kill animals when it hits them?
I don't know. I think it would be cool to have to craft it. I'm all for it. I like it. I give it a thumbs up in my deep, cold, filled voice.
Ding.
Yeah, I don't have that button.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
All right, the next one from Zoom.
I think that Notch should add underground biomes. For example, an underground mushroom forest or a giant lake. I absolutely agree. I think that since half the game is, in fact, more than half the game is spent underground, I think that some biomes underground would be good. I mean, I'd consider cave systems to be a biome and strongholds and old mining areas. Yeah, old mines.
Yeah, that's true. They're already kind of... Yeah.
What if you could find a cave that had a little bit of bioluminescence? Like, what if, you know what I mean? Like, what if there was some, like, lichen on the walls and, like, you...
I liken that. I like that.
You liking that idea?
Yeah, I do. So that's from JJWMM. Good one. Got one for us?
Hello. This is Captain Fancy Pants, spelled with a PH, and I have an idea for excavation station. I think that when I cast a fishing rod across a canyon or something, and it lands on a wall, I should be able to swing across. Now, maybe the downside could be that it does a lot more damage to your fishing rod than when you just fish. Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. So, would you get hurt when you face planted into the wall you attached it to?
I would rather a grappling hook be put in than use a fishing rod for that.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Use a tool for what it's used for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grappling hook. Grappling hook them cows.
Yep. That reminds me. I need to finish Just Cause 2.
Just Cause?
Speaking of grappling cows.
Speaking of grappling cows, we got this one.
What's going on, Shaftizians? Shaftizians? I have an idea for excavation station. I think it would be cool to have more trees in the game, like fruit trees and... maybe like palm trees and fruit trees could drop apples and oranges and stuff like that, and palm trees could drop coconuts. Thanks for listening. Love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
I love palm trees. That's my favorite.
I do too. Mm-hmm. And if they're next to the water, if they're next to the water, they'll lean out like all the palm trees do over the water.
At an angle.
Yeah.
With the blocks. Yeah. With the big cube coconuts, the fall.
Because I like how ferns look too. But and it's like you get this tall thing with like a fern hairdo.
Oh, weeping willows! But I don't know how you could do that.
Well, you kind of do it with the vines already. They kind of look like weeping willows.
That's true. Yeah.
Easy says she thinks that birch trees should be light green instead of dark green because that's how they are in real life.
Uh huh.
So she has unfulfilled wants, Notch. You should meet her needs. Jeb, you're gonna have to meet Notch's wife's needs now because Notch is no longer willing to.
I'm not sure this is going in a good direction. Since Easy's in the chat room, can I just say like she's the most awesome, member of the community ever. She shows up to all this stuff. She was talking to a million people at Minecon. She came on my server and helped some of my regulars build a castle for my daughter. Like, she's the best. Yay, Easy.
Yes.
Yeah, it was cool meeting her, hanging out with her, and then met her mom. We're just hanging out at the bar, and then she gave us her drink tickets.
Yeah, that was
too. And she's just really cool. Yeah. So, yay.
And it was funny because I missed the show she was on. I wasn't able to be on that podcast. And then I got there too late and barely got to hang with her at the bar with you guys. So, at first, I didn't even recognize her. I was like, oh, that's who that is.
Yeah.
Highlight.
So. Highlight.
Yep.
Definitely.
We got to
do
sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
There was one more down here.
We're leaving those.
Okay.
All right.
It was time. Yes.
The time had come.
Yes. Who's yelled wait? That was like...
That was me.
So sad.
Yeah, it was me. Wait!
Yeah, no. Bumpers wait for no man.
Not the double rainbow yet. Wait!
Got a lot of great sightings to get through here. So let's start with this first one here. And just to remind you guys, this is all this info being put in this doc, or most of it has been put in here by Astrogali. And dude, we appreciate this so much. It is awesome.
It's beautiful too. It's like he like formats it really well too.
Oh yeah, bullets.
Yeah, bullets and bolded stuff, and
mm-hmm. He's fancy like yeah. that.
And the first one here that is added is Animal Tweaks by Sparkman. It's an excellent mod for SSP to make some much needed alterations to animals in Minecraft. Each animal is attracted and bred with different foodstuffs: wheat for cows, brown mushrooms for pigs, seeds for chicken, and long grass for sheep. You can breed tamed wolves. Also, tamed wolves can be toggled between following the player and free roam mode. I like that.
I do too. Free roam mode. Yeah, totally. So you don't have to like lock them up. Sheep. You don't have to lock them up and listen to them cry themselves to death.
Although they're huge pillars.
I'm not sure what I think about the note here. It says you toggle free roam mode by like right-clicking them with a stick. So you're actually like whacking your dog and... It's like, fine, I'm not going to follow you.
Run, dog, run. Be free.
You'll follow me and you'll like it, dog.
And the last part of the mod is one that Jeb's already tweeted that he's added in the next release, and that is that Sheared Sheep will now regrow wool. Yay! And speaking of wool, did y'all see Easy's sheep farm?
No.
Had like one of each colored sheep in a different pen. It was awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
I was like, I need to do that, but I need to find a sheep first.
Hey, there's one.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, let me go get it. No, Wes.
I'm sorry. Wait. I couldn't tolerate it. It just was. It was. It had this look on its face like, I don't know. I was going to say something funny and I.
Okay, next.
Next. What's next?
Yeah,
this one. This
you are reading the same thing I am.
I know. Well, I zoned for a second. I was the shotgun. It just
I did
kinda...
too. I was thinking about the dead sheep.
Yeah.
This one, three Minecrafters plus 18 million blocks equal plus 500 hours equals 2 minutes, 22 seconds of awesome.
Yay, awesome.
So this is a recreation of the first level of the Game Boy Super Mario Land, and it's a stop-motion animated. And it's really incredible. There's a making behind the scenes, so you can kind of see what it entails. And it is a lot of building and replacing blocks. And it's really cool. I mean, you wouldn't think it was real just watching it. But apparently, there was a lot of time put into that. 500 hours, actually.
500 hours. Yes.
18 million blocks.
Arrows and knees.
In a time.
Bring that up anytime now. Right? I'm trying to kill the meme in one show. Like, where everybody's like, okay, done with
it. Well, it was, enough of it.
It was almost dead before we even got here. I was actually resurrecting it.
So what you're saying is the arrow had an arrow in its knee?
Yes.
Yes.
Arrow jokes used to be funny, and then they took an arrow in the knee.
Hey, that was a funny one.
I think the segment's about to take an arrow in the knee.
Yeah.
So we better move on.
Speaking of, we got a vidja here. V-I-D-J-A, vidja.
A vidja.
From Stephos Walk. She has made a trailer for the Epic Build Competition. And the deadline for applications is December 12th, and the first season starts on January 16th.
One day before my birthday?
Yes.
I think she planned that. Thank you. That's awesome.
And not only really. About 30 days after the release of Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Look for that podcast coming to you soon.
Yep.
Cool. I hope she gets a lot of applications.
Yep. So, we will link that in the show notes. Look up Epic Build Trailer on YouTube, and you can see it as well. Or if you're subscribed to Stephos Walk's channel, you can see it.
Swell.
Schwell.
And then, of course, we already mentioned the interview by the Russian penguin. I keep pigeon. Saying that.
The Russian pigeon.blogspot.com. And it was really cool. He just sent me a tweet on Twitter. That's at Brent Copeland. You can follow me. And asked to do an interview. And I was like, yeah.
Wow,
was,
your Twitter has your same name.
Isn't that weird? So, of course, I said, yeah, that was awesome. And I went to go look at his site to see, you know, what's going on there. Interviews by so many people, and it was really cool. Like, Bebop is on there. There was one, Easy's brother, I believe, was on there. Mm-hmm. And is this true? Easy's in the chat room right now. Is Zetterstrand, who did all the paintings for Minecraft, is that your brother?
We'll find out shortly.
But there's going to be an interview with him, I believe. So some real cool stuff. So head over to that site, therussianpigeon.blogspot.com. And there is a correction to the interview at one point. I say something about that we're going to do 2,000 episodes. And Astrogali points out that I really only said 1,000 episodes.
Yeah.
So how many times did you go back to
them? I mean, and to be fair, I will be 63 years old on the 1,000th episode anniversary.
I thought you were already 63 years old.
It's close. No.
But I will be 63 if we make it to 1,000 episodes.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
And Easy did say that, yes, he is her brother. So very cool.
Did not know that.
That was something I did not know either until this. So
confirmed.
Lots of cool information. And lastly here, this is something close to, I think, Wes and I's hearts, because we used to do a podcast called Cyber Mole where we talked about the show The Mole. And there's actually a The Mole in Minecraft where they're doing episodes with 9 people, and I watched a few of these, and they're really good.
Yeah.
So we'll link to it and go look for that.
Yep.
Excellent.
So go check it out. It's a good vidya. Yeah.
Good vidya?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Vidya.
It is pretty good stuff. Oh, wait. Who's that? Somebody who's there? Somebody.
I don't hear anything.
Is that my door? Is that your door?
Housekeeping.
What?
Housekeeping.
Do you have any mints?
Just leave the mints by the door.
I have mint for pillow.
Why does my pillow want a mint?
No mint for door, mint for pillow.
For mint what? For pants.
Mint for pillow?
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, sorry, but we had
to
shoot.
Man, that was cold.
Well, we got our mint. Sorry. That's all we needed. So Spencer has started a new podcast called Drivel with Spencer.
Yes.
And it is a call-in radio show, and it is fantastic. There are a lot of cool people that listen to our shows, The Shaft and Control Point, who call in.
You know one cool person who listens to it?
Who?
This is Carl Mane, and you've been listening to The Shaft.
Ah, right there. Yeah. That's just proof. But there's also something else that Spencer wanted to talk to us about. But we didn't really want to... Do we want to really play this?
Sure.
He's a goober.
Well, he is. He's really
dorky. Is that what you played last week? About the Secret Santa? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, really, he's not...
He's kind of gooberific.
Yeah. Really bad.
And actually. Driveling all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All over his face.
I mean, it's a driveler.
It's like Spencer.
Yeah.
And we really had to do that just to make this work. So yeah.
Hey there, Shaftlandians. This is Spencer. You may know me from some other Dead Workers Party podcasts, including Control Point, Core Elements, and most recently, Drivel with Spencer. Or you may know me for just being on the Shaftland server, building cubes all the time. Or you may know me just from the fact that the guys probably just made fun of me before playing this advertisement. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about any of that today. I'm here to talk about the Dead Workers Party Secret Santa, which is currently accepting signups. The way it works is you give me a link to your Steam profile and an email address, and come December the 18th, I will send your email address to one other participant in the Secret Santa, and they will buy you a present. Meanwhile, I'll be sending you someone else's email address, and you will buy that person a present. Everybody gives one, everybody gets one. It's how it works. We've done this before, it's been really successful, and it's a lot of fun, especially if a lot of people participate. If you want to get involved, just head over to the Dead Workers forums at deadworkers.com/community. The post is one of the announcements right now, so it should be pretty easy to find. It's called Dead Workers Party Secret Santa 2011. You have until December the 17th to enter. And like I said, December the 18th, I will be sending the names out. Usually there's some pretty good sales on Steam right around Christmas, and I think they're probably going to start around the 19th of December, so it should be a good time to get involved here. Anyway, hope to see a lot of you on there. It really is a lot of fun, and it's a great way to celebrate the holidays. Yeah, that's all I got. Later, guys.
Nice.
Shout outs. Gotcha! Wow. Got you! I got you! You didn't see it coming!
I had more housekeeping.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was just going to say we've also got some other great shows going on. We have Core Elements. We have Hunting for Health. And if you want to listen to any of our great shows, go to www.deadworkers.com/network and check it out.
Nice.
So, ow.
I wanted to do a quick shout out to Joel. Joel is the best teacher there ever will be. Until he took an arrow to the knee.
Right. Huh? That's so awesome. You're a poet, and you didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Didn't realize you were a poet.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to...
Wow.
I can't follow that. It's tough. I'd like to give a shout out to Eggs and Amoxicillin, because Eggs' mom got the MindCon flu and loves her some Amoxicillin. Eggs went with me to the Nosh with Notch. Or actually, I went with him to the Nosh with Notch, and I actually got a picture that I haven't sent to him yet, and so if you're listening to this, it's going to be coming soon, of he, Notch, and a mouse pad. So,
Also, I wanted to shout out to C418. It was cool hanging out with him, and he was just so hyper and jumping around and just doing stuff, but
wasn't he?
When I first saw him, he saw me, he was like, Eric, I'm like, C418, and he ran towards me, and I totally dumped my beer on him, and so that was a nice introduction there, but
Yeah,
and also RP Gamer 99, who we got to meet in real life. He's always here every week, and we know him through gaming. But to finally put a face was really cool. Also, Boxcar Robot, got to see him. All the names, you know, in the chat room. Yeah. It's like just seeing all the people is so cool.
Yeah, and C418. There's also an interview with him that I think Curse put up on their channel. Go listen to it. Go back and listen to the episode where we interviewed C418. It's a bunch of cool stuff. I love just while we were at our booth, all suddenly I'd see his head peek through the back of the booth. It was like awesome.
Yeah.
Astrogali said he would like to give a huge thanks to all the Minecrafters who generously gave nearly $2,300 in the Crystal Crows donation drive. You are all awesome. In the deep voice. You are awesome. Awesome, I tell you.
Awesome.
Also, and this is something I'm extending to all the Shaft listeners, I did an interview with someone at High Res Studios. They're the people who make Tribes Ascend. And Tribes Ascend is currently in beta. And I asked him for some beta codes, and he sent me a wall of them. So if you are interested in a Tribes beta code, just send an email to coreelements at deadworkers.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we can get you a Tribes Ascend beta code. Also, check out Core Elements and add Core Elements Pod on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to also talk about someone we met at Minecon, Benjamin Pina. Boy, I could have messed that one up.
Yeah.
Producer Snafu. You can actually go to soundcloud.com/producersnafu. He's got some incredible music there, and he was such a cool cat when we met him, and we talked to him for about an hour at the party. And
he's got these big dreadlocks.
You can see him in the Minecon panel. I think he's the first person you film when you do the kind of the behind the scenes pan on your camera.
He was like, he's so intense too. He's like, man, I love the F out of you guys. We're like, thanks.
Yeah,
that guy's awesome.
Go check out his stuff. It's some really cool.
Eric Ullerton.
Cool.
He loved the F out of you.
That's right, Ullerton. Exelson, who he's a developer at Mojang. He's in the chat room right now. We tried to hook up with them and say hi and stuff at Minecon, but didn't quite get to.
Yeah,
but I just wanted
really
to shout out because he's been in the chat room for a day or two, actually.
I talked to him a bit at Minecon. He's a really nice guy. He's cool.
Oh, cool. So yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Shout out.
And I could shout out to so many more people.
Can I send some shout outs?
We would love definitely. For you to send some shout outs.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to shout out to my partners at teachergaming.com, Santeri Koivisto and Alexi Postari, the guys from Finland, and they've just done an incredible amount of work to get this off the ground. They've done far more work than I have. I mean, I have a full-time job. I got little kids, and they're doing a lot of the heavy lifting to get this thing going. I got to have the fun parts. I get to come on shows like this
and talk about it. And I also want to shout out to my server mods, Redtail02, WaterAdapt24, AMD Buddha, and Enderac. You guys are awesome, and you make my server awesome, even though I almost never have time to play on it. And that's it. Oh, and also my cat, who's been asleep on this bed like the whole time. And like, I can't believe it. See him.
Your cat slept through Brent screaming like that?
Yeah, he's just...
I know, chilling. Like, he's maybe he's not alive. Oh, Xander, there he is. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, that's awesome.
That's it.
And thank you so much for coming on the show. And seriously, if anything comes up that you need to get a message out, let us know. Even if it's just you want to pop on for 5 minutes during a show and we have someone on, that is totally awesome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know, you guys are do awesome things for the community, and this community is great, and I feel the love.
Oh, you're going robot on us.
That's and hilarious. You're also slowly descending into robothood.
No.
Did you get an arrow in your
they've
knee?
They've come for me. The robot homeworld has come for me. They're taking me home. No.
Oh, wow. So, you know, as always, go to youtube.deadworkers.com. Please click that subscribe button. We're trying to do this full time.
Yeah.
And the more people we can get to subscribe to us, the more chance we have for that. Call us at 256-812-1010. We got a lot of excellent calls this week. Keep them short, under 30 seconds. Try to speak very clearly, and you'll get on the show. We've got 440 calls lined up. Backed up right now, so we're going to try to get through those. As always, deadworkers.com/network to see all the shows coming up in the past and the future. And every Sunday, meet us here, deadworkers.com/live. And please leave iTunes reviews.
And subscribe to that YouTube channel.
And you know what?
And iTunes. iTunes stuff.
And as all, or not always, but just remember, less than three... arrow in the knee.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. We're serious about The Shaft.